very fortunate here today that we have Natalie McMaster here in the studio with us in Ignacio, Colorado at KSUT. Natalie, welcome.
Hey, how's she going?
It's going well here today. You brought rain with us from the Great White North.
I thought you needed a little trickle.
We did need a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's such an honor having you here. We're in the midst of our festival fun drive, and so many of us have seen you at different festivals in Telluride and I believe up in Lyons and Pagosa Springs, of course, and at the Community Concert Hall in Durango. So it's very appropriate we have you here on this wet spring day.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this brand new album that you and Danelle have released. One, you've been married for about a decade now, a little more.
And 12 years.
And this is your first recording together.
Isn't that awful? How long it takes? Oh, my goodness. Now, we were busy making kids. That's what it was.
And, of course, busy with your own individual projects on the road.
Yeah, that's right. We've been recording ourselves, you know, independently of one another.
Obviously, folks are familiar with you with that Cape Breton sound. But for this album, you recruited a ringer from the rock and roll world in Bob Ezrin.
Yeah. Any Bob Ezrin fans out there know his forte is usually, more the rock world. But he's actually, he's a classical pianist, and he's got a complete array from one end of the spectrum to the other with different artists that he's worked with over the years. So it was actually just kind of a by chance, really, how that whole relationship started. And then we were recording at the time, and he just happened to be in Canada at the time, and we thought we should all work together. So we did. And it was awesome to work with him.
Well, the new album, One, just recently came out and will be available tonight at your show at the Community Concert
Hall. That's right. Yeah.
Any chance we could get a song out of you?
I'll play you a little trad something. I'm just here on my own today, so just me and my fiddle. Here's a little Cape Breton clog for you. 2, 3.
Natalie McMaster live in the KSUT studios.
Yeah, we'll be there. Hope you guys are too.
So some clog.
Be bad to play by ourselves.
That's right. I very, very strongly doubt that's going to be happening there tonight, and lots of feet will be tapping, and I'm sure people dancing in the aisles.
Yeah, the crowds have been great. I must say, I love the American crowds. They're very exuberant, and they're not shy to tell you how they like it.
Well, let's talk a little, that last one, a Cape Breton clog. Talk a little bit about the Cape Breton sound, obviously something you were born into, and it dates back centuries.
Yeah, Cape Breton music has a wonderful, rich lineage of musicians dating right back to the old country, which is Scotland. This music came from Scotland to Cape Breton Island in the mid-1700s. And so yeah, it was the Highland clearances in Scotland that took place, forcing all the settlers, many of the settlers, off their land. And they came by boat, and so I always think of that, especially when I play the old slow Scottish ballads or old Scottish airs. I think of the the hardship, you know, that was involved in getting to Cape Breton. And Cape Breton's beautiful, you know, and many of the places there are named after places in Scotland. And that music really took a very strong root in the new Canadian soil because, you know, here we are 250 years later and the music has not only survived, but it's thriving.
Danelle was actually telling me, I got the chance to talk to him on the phone the other day when he was visiting a violin store of all places, go figure, on a Saturday afternoon, mm-hmm. and was explaining that he considered the Cape Breton sound to be the truest form of some of those traditional Scottish Highland musical forms because mm-hmm. they weren't corrupted by some of the parlor tunes or other British styles of music at the time.
Well, I like to look at it not as a corruption. You know, everything does have to evolve, and nothing's, you know, what is pure. I mean, even the Cape Breton music isn't, it's evolved. Like, from the times when I think back to those records that I heard, or recordings from the 50s, mind you, I was born in 72, but I heard those recordings, and, you know, from that sound to where we are today, there's been somewhat of an evolution. But yes, they do, the historians do say that the Cape Breton sound is much closer to the old Scottish sound because the music in Scotland was highly influenced by the classical style. And so they've taken on a much more classical sound.
One of the reasons perhaps that happens is the music in the family, the tradition, and I think Danelle told me a story that your mom told him about the fiddle never left the kitchen table. It didn't get put away in its case. It was on the kitchen table for little hands to play.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for parents who have young children interested in music?
I think that old saying is true. Children are little sponges. And so just have music playing. Like when our kids hear music, they just automatically, they can't help themselves. They just are humming it all the time. Or if there's something in particular that you want them to learn, just play it lots on a CD player or whatever you got. You know, and they'll just start playing it. They'll start singing it. If they play an instrument, they'll try and play it on their instrument. And yeah, have the instrument out so that they'll just grab it. You know, if you keep the toys away and have the instruments out, they'll just be more inclined to noodle around with something.
Good advice from Natalie McMaster, once again playing this evening with her husband.
I also have good advice that was given to me by a friend of mine, which is kind of funny, but there's a bit of truth to it. He said, force your kids to do things and they'll eventually figure out they like it. So I do actually kind of slightly follow that philosophy. A little bit, little touch of that. Come on, you have to practice before you watch that movie.
Now, the whole family's with you on the road for this and most of your tours, is that correct?
Everyone except our little one-year-old infant. She's at home with Grandma. But the two-year-olds and our four-year, Julia, Alec is two, and Julia is four, and Claire is six, Michael is seven, and Mary Frances is nine, and they're all with us.
And tonight, the entire family will be there for Visions from Cape Breton and Beyond, again, 7:30 p.m. this evening at the Community Concert Hall in Durango. DurangoConcerts.com is one way to pick up tickets to that show and ensure you have your seat in the house, a seat that you probably won't be sitting in very long this evening.
That would be great if people would have the guts to get out of that seat. Sometimes, you know, you play in theaters and they're so nice, these theaters, and you just, I think people feel like there's certain etiquette, you know, they have to be respectful of their environment. But I'll try and encourage everybody tonight to just forget where they are and pretend no one's watching, so to speak. That would be great if they'd kick their shoes off and let the music move them.
Perchance, could we get another tune?
Sure, yeah. I'll play a jig into a reel, maybe. This is a tune I'm not sure the title of it. It's a jig in the key of G, but my Uncle Buddy used to play it all the time. Thank you.
McMaster live here with us at KSUT, again playing tonight at the Community Concert Hall at Fort Lewis College with her husband, Danielle Leahy, and their family. Visions from Cape Breton and beyond. Bringing your family on the road has to be an educational experience for the young ones to see new places, try new things. What's that been like?
Well, you know, we try to make it that. I do homeschool, and I have a teaching degree. I went to teacher's college in my late teens, early 20s, and never did use the degree, but ironically enough now, I suppose, using it with my own kids. And so we do that because we travel so much and we want to take our kids with us. And so we do, and we try and, you know, incorporate a little bit of education along the way, although I must say I'm terrible because I'm not that creative myself, believe it or not, when it comes to teaching, and I get stuck to those darn old workbooks just because I can say, oh, well, at least they know how to multiply and subtract. But it's nice to try and just let go of that and say, this morning we're going to a museum. So, we do that every tour. We'll go to maybe two or three museums and have them hopefully soak up those types of educational things. But then also just the traveling, you know, meeting people, being able to get in and out of different environments and just life circulating around them all the time. And they don't have that safety net of home. You know, I think it's good for them to gain confidence and awareness of why they have to learn the things they're learning, you know?
Now, you've been doing this yourself since you were young.
Yeah.
How has that influenced your playing, hearing different styles of music, meeting people, seeing new places?
Well, I've always had a taste for other styles of music, and one of my favorite things about what I do is hearing other music and being a part of it. I like to be a part of someone else's music. I've always felt like that. I mean, I didn't just grow up with fiddle music. We listened to a lot of pop music. I had two older brothers who were nuts about AC/DC and Def Leppard and Michael Jackson and all that stuff. So we had a strong influence of that. And you know, all teenagers go through different phases and that sort of thing. So I have all different sort of musical tastes. And as I got older, I got into more varieties of music, not just pop and traditional music, but, you know, getting a little more into the bluegrass world and a little bit of jazz and classical and hearing that music. I want my kids to be exposed to that too. For me, I think it hasn't really changed me too much, I don't think, as a Cape Breton style fiddler, but it's certainly, I guess, influenced how I record music and how I play live, what types of instrumentation I use. I mean, I have drums, I've had electric guitar in the past, and Hammond organ, and on the other side of the coin, we've had accordions and cello, and, you know, so I've dabbled with different sounds live and recording as well.
Natalie McMaster, once again with us, live in the KSUT studios. She will be live performing for you this evening at the Community Concert Hall, 7:30 p.m. show, along with her husband, Danielle Leahy, and members of their family probably will work their way out onto the stage, as I'm sure they often do. And this is Visions from Cape Breton and Beyond.
Yeah, it's. I have to say I'm very proud of the show. It's pretty unique for us because Danielle and I are playing together, and our children, oh, I'll give away the punchline, but yes, they are in the show, and they do a great job, and it's just a little moment for them, you know, so it kind of ties in the carrying on of those traditions to the next generation, and even the generation before Danielle and I, you know, I actually have my parents involved in this show. They're not with me, but we have some footage that we have, some video, and the point is to give a real sense of the person there, that this is part of life in Cape Breton. This is part of something that is really sewn into the fiber of who we are, and we can't help but desire greatly to give that to our children, and in their environment that they grow up in, they're going to get it, and we came from that, you know, and our parents before us came from that, and so But generally speaking, it's a music show. But yes, there's just a couple of elements of, I suppose, theater, you know, by way of video and by way of having our children involved.
Natalie McMaster, once again, live in the KSUT studios. Thanks for joining us and being part of our beautiful Thursday afternoon here and sharing your music with all of our listeners across
You're
the
welcome.
Four Corners.
You're so welcome. It's great to come back to this place. Really cool spot. Thanks.